Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion, Inner Sight and Open Mic, the program where you can pick your own subject, call in, keep it clean, and, you know, talk about whatever you feel like. You know, one of the things that the government should do immediately is take a survey in this country and find out how many people on their own are helping others so they don't have to go into nursing homes, spending their own, using their own resources and whatever, you know, their own funding and all that. Ballpark, I would say there's millions.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but the government should take a survey, and then once that information is gotten, direct every agency for the disabled to help raise money to keep that person at the nursing home, and at the same time make it so that no one can be penalized financially because they're getting help from someone else. That should be done immediately under an emergency.
Yeah.
I mean, because the tweet that we sent out and we got a little response indicates that there's millions of people trying to help other people to stay out of nursing homes.
Yeah.
And the agencies that have these programs, they can't do anything. Now, the whole thing should culminate in a big news conference with all the agencies, say, hey, we're raising money to keep these people out. Now, the next step is turn the nursing homes into accessible housing.
That's right.
You see how these agencies should be serving us?
Yeah, a long time
That's
ago.
What they should be doing.
That's right.
Now you got a double thing going on. Mm-hmm. People don't have to go to nursing homes anymore, and you got more housing.
Yep.
For the millions of us who are going to need it. And I hate to say it, but there's a war over there in the Ukraine, and you got all kinds of people that are going to be coming back here who are going to be disabled.
Wounded. Yes, sir.
All the more why these damn nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing.
That's right.
And mandate the agencies to start helping. Now, we understand that, that this whole thing has been brought to the attention of some of the politicians, right?
Yeah, a little bit. They come, every time they come on, people send it to them directly, every answer. They make sure they include every answer to them. And they're watching. They really are.
All right. So the politicians now are aware that other people are helping their loved ones or just a friend or whoever it may be to stay out of the nursing home.
Okay.
They're aware of that. So now's the time, especially if you want to be reelected, now's the time to step up and say, hey, we got to reform this system. This system is way behind the times. When somebody can get help, and I mean legitimate help, I'm not talking about, you know, drinking or taking drugs. When somebody can get help to keep them out of a nursing home or other situations, and the person giving them that help is taking upon themselves with their own resources, the politicians should take that as a message and say, hey, there's something going on here. This is what people want.
Yeah, and it's so
there isn't one disabled person that I know of in this country that can honestly say they'd like to go into a nursing home.
Oh God, no! I would never. I'd escape.
I would
escape.
Say not
really
not
would.
A one.
No.
Not a one.
I'd say none. I really would only one
no.
or two.
Yeah.
That's about it.
So there's an indicator right there.
Oh, yeah.
That it's the wrong thing going on.
Wrong choice, yeah.
And a lot of those people who would say that need accessible housing.
That's right.
There it is. The whole thing fits. The whole thing comes together. Take the burden off the government. Allow the agencies to raise the money. Let the government put up half. And eventually phase the government out.
Yeah.
You know, you got these corporations,
mm-hmm.
billions and billions of dollars, some of them trillions. Mm-hmm. You know?
That's right.
The agencies for the disabled can raise that
mm-hmm.
kind of money if they did it in
yes,
the right way.
Yes, they can.
I believe they could.
Oh, I do,
We've
too.
We've said it 1,000 times. Bring back the telethon.
Oh, sure, yeah. Not only the telethon, you could just go to some, people that you know who have actually worked within these agencies and actually say, hey, how you doing lately? I haven't spoken to you in a really long time. I see you're having your gala soon. This is what they do. They have galas to donate money. Well, who are you thinking about donating to this year? We have an interesting cause that we'd like you to donate to. That's all you need to say. And they'll be glad. I'm telling you, they'll be glad. Some of them don't have something to donate to.
Yeah, but you got to get these agencies together of one voice and do it.
Yeah, right, and do it, that's all. Yeah.
They have to be mandated to do it.
That's right.
That way they won't be so damn afraid of everything.
Yeah.
Losing their money.
You know why they're afraid? You know why they're afraid? I'll tell you one reason why. People have really made it very difficult, mostly the tax people have made it extremely difficult for people to, you know, donate money. Really.
No, the agencies are afraid they're going to lose their money. That's why they don't don't reach out and help people.
Yep.
The tax people would be glad to get rid of these nursing homes. They wouldn't have to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
What's that in the background? Somebody yelling.
That's my mother-in-law. Sorry.
Well, you got to keep that quiet, man. We go through this every damn night.
I do.
Go in the cellar or whatever you got to do.
I don't have a cellar access. I don't have the bathroom access right at the moment, so it's that or nothing. I'm serious.
And you got to mute that noise. Anyway, Inside, open mic. brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, and Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. So check them out, and we thank them for all their help and caring. Hey, Kennedy Realty, my buddy over there in Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, 631-888-1186 on the phone number. So tell him you heard about it here on Inner Sight. He'd be happy to hear that. Yeah, I want to thank Silo for their help, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. You need any info on disabled events or what's going on, legislation and all that stuff, 631-880-7929. Silo.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Suffolk Bus Corp. We thank them all over there. Great, great people.
They are.
And let's see. You got the Able News hooked up?
Yeah, give me a second. I have to go back to
the Able News.
Page. One second.
Open mic.
Yep.
Talk about whatever you want.
What is this clue?
Give me the number in a minute.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Able News.
Yep, yep.
On the air.
I'm waiting for it to come up. Hold on. Okay, here it is. Okay.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. to serve the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. We remember Corey, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, and all the others. And remind you, watch out for the children of the world. Thinking about over there in Europe, you know,
yeah.
The Russians wanting to invade Ukraine. And
Ukraine.
What about the children?
They don't care. That's as simple as that.
They obviously are not concerned about that.
No, they're not.
I mean, the poor innocent children, they're innocent. They got nothing to do with all this political
crap. Yeah, they just don't care,
though.
That's the key. They don't care.
Well,
that's
I hope somebody
know.
Wakes up and makes them care.
I know.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650 if you want to call in and rap about whatever you want.
Louis
anybody
was on,
out
but
there?
Sorry.
What?
I said Louis was on, but then now he's not.
All right. Anybody out there have any information about the tax credit that we heard about?
Yeah, for
you know, I'd like to find out if anybody has any official accurate information. I'd like to find out if people on Social Security are eligible for that. You know, you have to file or whatever.
Okay.
So anybody out there with that kind of info, give us a call. 213-816-1650. And we know Louis is going to talk about the frolic coming up on Friday.
I'm waiting for him.
So if he comes back on, let me know.
Okay.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic. We hear a lot every day about the economy. And one company... I can't think of the name. Even if I could, I wouldn't say it. But one company was bragging how they are happy that they can raise prices.
Oh, God.
And what about the people who can't afford those prices? You know?
That's right. Like me.
That's why I think the government should definitely...
freeze it.
Set up a stimulus. Now, if the president doesn't do it, every governor in every state has the option of doing it.
Yeah.
I don't believe we've ever got a stimulus from New York State, where we are. About a dozen states, I believe, did get a stimulus. So what's wrong with the other governors?
I don't know.
Why don't they wake up and
yeah.
get off their ass and do something good for a change?
Yeah, right.
Or are they too involved with mischief and all that corrupt stuff
yeah.
that we're going to hear about maybe in the next month?
Oh, I don't doubt that.
See?
Yeah.
Now, if you hear about that in the next month, you'll know that Inner Sight foresaw the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. So a message to every governor. Get us a stimulus. Show that you give a damn.
Yeah.
You know, you care what people are going through. Got a call last night from a woman
mm-hmm.
who we certified her service dog.
Uh-huh.
And she's troubled because she just got an eviction notice. Disabled woman. She's troubled
mm-hmm.
because if she has to go into a shelter,
mm-hmm.
you know, she doesn't know if they're going to accept
not
her right. service dog.
They have to.
Now, I told her that we stand behind her. We certified the dog.
Yeah.
We fight it all
yeah.
the way.
Yeah, I will too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people like that who need a stimulus and help. And I don't think she can get help from social service. She's on the disability.
Yeah, that's
so
stupid.
I don't know.
I just got to say something. If you are on social security and you just make barely enough, which is where I come in, they force you to spend it down on your what's it called, your health care aid mostly, and then you're left with only like $800.
Why do they call it health care if everybody, excuse me, why do they call it health care if everybody's so sick? Can you explain that
I
to me?
I don't know. Hey, it doesn't help my health.
They're not getting health care. They're getting worse, most
no.
people.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
I mean, once in a while, if you're lucky, you know, you might pull through and maybe you'll get a little better.
Yeah.
You know?
You get lucky.
But not if you keep taking these drugs. I don't know why the hell they call it health care.
It's not.
You should come up with a different name for that.
Definitely. I agree.
Call
with
it,
you.
Maybe you'll get better care. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I'm sorry I had to. Maybe.
That word should be in there. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Or
so
no guarantee.
Like
no guarantee health.
Now you're making me laugh.
That's what it is.
It is, yes.
What the hell is it?
That's what I experienced most of my life. Maybe you'll get better.
Yeah.
If the stars line.
The whole system needs to be modified and
yes, it does.
You know, updated.
You know, there's a therapy for people who have it's not only the mitochondrial issue, what I was telling you before from MS and stuff like that. They're starting to include that along with ALA. And
mitochondrial, tell people what that is. People don't.
Okay, I will. It's the respiratory part and in your cells that allows you to bring in the oxygen better, all the other stuff, you know. It allows you to bring in the stuff better to the cell, basically. So if you're not having a good, I would say, transport system into the cell, that is what is causing the problem with the cell. And this little, you know, they have ways of stimulating it. And this is actually, how would you say it, done by alternative healers more than it's done by your regular healers. And a lot of people are having very good success with it. Yeah. So
how many people have taken drugs mm-hmm. and have created that condition?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because of the drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they actually said that not only the drug, meaning the prescription drugs. Yeah, they, yes. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I know that it probably could happen. Yeah, I won't doubt it.
No, we heard that report a couple of weeks ago
yeah.
on antibiotics. They did a big
study.
Research
yeah.
thing on that, how antibiotics
yeah.
have killed people and
yeah,
it's
yeah.
the worst thing for you.
Yes,
I'll bet you any money doctors are still giving out antibiotics.
Oh, yes, they are, but not very frequently. You have to have, like, a fever of 110 before they give you a freaking antibiotic. That's better.
You'd be
I would
dead.
Like that, yeah. And I know that, but I'm only exaggerating purposely to drive home a point that you have to literally be dying before they'll give you antibiotics, which is good. That's the way it should have been, you know, before, but they just wanted to pop in, you know, antibiotics in your mouth and say they did something, for real. You know.
And so
now,
what are they giving
God,
you? In what are they giving you in lieu of antibiotics?
Well, that's a good question, Frank. Very good question.
They're not. I bet you any money
exactly.
They're still giving you. They're juggling them around.
Yes, they are. And they're giving
I
you stuff.
I bet you any money.
Oh, I know so.
Have
I'm,
all
I'm
the antibiotics been taken off the market?
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
I rest my case.
Hell no. I'm going to say it again. Hell
I rest my case.
No. It has not been taken off the market. I wish they were, and something else was put in their place. But I have my oil of oregano. I just got another bottle. Yay! And they have a lot of it online.
Well, it's not
so
that's
I'm
not an antibiotic.
I know. It's an anti-infection. But usually after I get my whatever it is I get, I usually go straight into an infection. So it's perfect.
All right. Inner Sight. 821 New York, 213-816-1650, open mic. Anybody
I
online?
I solved my, yes. Hold on. I solved my issue while I'm trying to get the person online on my fingernails. I used to get these really long ridges. Remember I was telling you about that? And now they're almost gone by putting tea tree. I don't know what else tea tree. It might have been an infection on my fingers. What else? Tea tree sell.
Well, tea tree kills fungus and all that.
I think it might have been. Who knows? Now my fingernails are looking 1,000 times better, so that's good. We have Louie and Anthony. Your choice.
Well, let's take
Anthony's
Louie's
been
call
on.
And we'll go to.
Yeah, Anthony's
to
been
Brooklyn.
On since the beginning, so we'll take Louie first, and then we'll go back to Anthony. Okay, here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, Louie's gonna give
yeah.
us a rundown of Friday.
Hi, Louie.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hey.
Hi, nice voice. Hi, Louie. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi there.
How are
you?
The one and only Louie Rivera on the phone.
Yep, and the one and only Suzanne Tarazi-Ferraro on the phone
and only.
Is answering you back. And one and only Frank Perino. Oh, God, thank God. No, one and only. Sorry.
Oh,
yeah,
hi. Is that you, Frank Perino, on a ringy?
Yeah, I am.
Ring-a-dingy.
Thank God. Thank God he's here. Thank God, really.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so, Lou, you interested in Friday night, 8 to 9, on the Follies?
Yeah, he likes it.
I know I call you on Friday, yes.
Oh, yeah. He answered you.
Hey, guys, I told you I just watched Connie and Chrissy on the date night.
You
I
did?
Saw it on a Saturday.
So what happened?
Yeah, they got interviews of female ladies, talk about a vocalist and everything, you know. And they're talking about going on female dates.
Oh, God.
Female dates? That's for me.
Yeah. Is that for you? Oh, my.
Yeah.
No, it was too...
Well, I'm not
going to
go on male dates.
I like those pink dresses. I like the hairstyles and lipstick and nail polish, everything. Perfume.
They want to go female.
Well, you can't
female.
Smell the perfume on television.
Well, you can imagine.
Oh, they put it
those,
on.
See, those seeds,
yeah.
Right?
Hey, you know, that would be... can you imagine if somebody could invent that? Smell
what,
on television? Boy, would they make money with that.
Yes, they would. That would be nasty, though. Imagine if somebody smelled horrible.
Yeah, then the only thing is you have to say, all right, who laid that fart?
Yeah, fart. Yeah, fart, yes.
Yeah.
You want to hear something funny? They were advertising... The you know how the water, like in all these countries, a lot of the European countries, come out of the toilet? Well, anyway, they had the bidet. It's called a bidet. And am I pronouncing that right, Frank? Bidet? Is that right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a toilet
water
where the
toilet?
Water comes out. Yeah, it's clean water.
No,
they could warm it up.
Clean water out of a toilet? I don't know about that.
Yeah.
No, not in the toilet bowl. It washes the damn toilet, right? So
yeah,
that clean water
comes
out. You didn't know that? It comes from the... You guys both,
It's called toilet water. I know about that.
It's toilet water.
Chrissy and Connie toilet water.
There you go. Anyway, they want to... Wait a minute. They want to wash your butt, right? So I went to... I get a in my email, and I see Tushy. I go, what the hell is that about? That must be spam. Then I see this headhunter's email. Don't tell me he wants me to go to a job at Tushy. I was busting out laughing. I'm not going there. Where do you work, Susan? I work at Tushy. I swear. This company was asking for me to go on a job interview. I am not going on a job interview at Tushy.
Yeah.
Well, as long as you don't drink that water, you're
God
all right.
Help me know. Or let it wash my butt, for that matter.
No, booty. I didn't wash your booty, too.
No, I don't want that. I would have very vivid imagination. Let's leave it at that. TMI. Imagination. I would not do that.
All right,
I'm sorry.
Let's see. We're going to have on Friday, Lou. You got any good ideas?
Can you do evidence of
Hey, guys, my eyes are feeling getting better.
Oh, thank God. That's great.
That's
the
good.
Right eye.
The right
I'm
eye.
I'm going to let
good.
You borrow my dog, but I don't think you'll need it.
A dog?
Yeah, he has a dog, you remember.
Yeah, let me ask you something, Suzanne. I thought it was you said it more about Connie and Chrissy toilet water or something. That made me laugh.
That's it.
Oh yeah, make you laugh again too. They packaged perfume for you. Toilet water perfume.
I'm getting down on it. Toilet perfume. Toilet water perfume.
That's right.
Hey, Lou, give him a promo about Friday. Come on.
Yeah, come on. It's going to be good. Tell us about Friday.
Okay, listen to Blog Talk Radio and listeners. My name is Jerry, Laris, or Roseanne, and Dana, or Connie, and Chrissy. And don't forget, make sure you turn on Friday night. On that Blog Talk Radio from 8 to 9 o'clock is going to be the show called Frolics or the Funnies, starring Frank Perito, Suzanne Taurasi Ferrero, and Connie Chrissy, and Jerry Lewis, and Rosanna Dana.
And Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, shut up.
Oh, Jimmy Dinigan. Oh, my. How did he pop in here?
And starring Mr. Kramer.
Oh, no. Yeah. Good father, Mr. Kramer. He has a lot on his head.
Yeah.
All right, Friday night, and Louie's going to give us a song Friday night.
Yes, he is.
We got to
come
up with a good I know. Hey, you know how old Tony Bennett is?
Oh, Tony Bennett, wow.
Lou?
His birthday is not until August 3rd.
Yeah, how old is he going to be?
Oh, wow, you know his birthday already?
Yeah. Wait, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95. He's still
95
years old.
Figuring
it
out.
Wow, 95. Said he was in his
95. 90s. So in honor of Tony Bennett, early birthday, Louie's going to sing San Francisco.
San Francisco, yay. I haven't heard that
in a
while.
That's the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been to the Bay Area, you know.
So Friday night, Louie the Lip imitating the great Tony Bennett, Friday night, tune us in.
Oh, that's going to be nice.
All right. Louie, practice that song.
Huh?
Get some of the words together.
I'll try. Hello, Connie and Chrissy. You listening out there around
you
Long
with
Island?
That Connie and Chrissy.
I
and
know.
Connie and Chrissy, I want to dedicate to you. I left my heart in San Francisco.
There he goes.
All right. Save it for Friday. Hey,
yeah,
look,
yeah,
thanks.
Oh, toilet water.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. I'll save some of that for you and Connie.
Toilet water.
Don't,
yep.
Don't forget the vibrator.
No, you got to
right.
Bring that with you.
Yeah. Give you a good massage.
We're going to vibrate
yeah,
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get inside. Thank you, Lou.
The sun will shine on me.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Louie.
And,
right.
And you're in my
thank
heart.
You,
I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, Louie, thank you. You know I love you too, hon. Okay?
Like
all right.
Hug.
Open mic.
Oh. Next time we get
let's,
into
let's
the studio,
let's move on. Open
we'll
mic.
Okay.
Say it again, Suzanne.
8:30. 8:30,
Lou,
New
Lou,
York.
Good night, okay?
Okay, take it easy, Suzanne. I love you.
Love you, too. Bye.
213-816-1650. Open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Call in. You know, keep it clean, all right? We don't want to have to boot
mm-hmm.
you off. And if you think you're going to out-talk me, forget it.
Oh, forget that.
You'll never do it.
You're not. Because he'll just
all right,
up.
Anthony's still on the line?
Yes, he is.
Oh. Anthony from
yes,
Brooklyn.
Yep, yep.
On
here
Open
he
Mic
is.
Live. Inner
Sight. Hi. Hi, Suzanne. Hi,
right.
Frank. How are you?
How you doing?
Good.
I'm okay. So, you know, yeah. I got to thinking when you were talking about medications, how
yeah.
all disabled people's health is neglected because
yeah.
we have all this medication that we can't afford. So
oh, yeah.
you go through a prescription book, and, of course, now we have the managed care, which is basically a meltdown of our medical system, you know,
right.
which will slowly contribute to the deterioration of your health. And, you know, I believe eventually it could cause you to die because I believe, now this is only my thoughts and
mm-hmm.
not the thoughts of Inner Sight, so, you know, don't sue them over it. But I feel
go ahead
that,
and sue us. We need the publicity.
Yeah, I feel that, you know, these cheaper medications, because they're desperate, you know, to be made in and made in God knows what country, you know, can cause all sorts of things because the government just says, well, this is good enough. You know, they're disabled. They can't afford it anyway. And, you know, I think the doctors kind of sit there and, you know, shrug their shoulders and make a face and don't know what to say because, you know,
they don't know what
they
to
just
do,
stand, yeah, they just stand there. You know, and it's like...
I'll give you a story when you're done.
Okay. They're baffled because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have to save a person's life, but yet the person
mm-hmm.
says, well, I can't afford this and I can't afford that. And, excuse me, I know somebody who was on a stroke medication,
mm-hmm.
and she was on many different ones because she kept having strokes. And, you know, they gave her a medication, and she said she couldn't afford it, she couldn't afford this, she couldn't afford that, and if they couldn't give her something else, she would have to stop taking the medication. And
yeah.
she took a medication for a while that they found that was generic, and then they went up on the price of that, and she couldn't afford, you know, to take that anymore, I, you know, guess, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then she died. She, you know,
oh,
she just, she just, you know, gave up and died.
How old a person was she?
She was in her 70s. And,
not old.
That's
you know,
old
yeah, she didn't, you know, want to admit it to me. That's why I say, I guess, because when I, you know, spoke to her before the strokes got really bad, she kept saying, I'll tell my doctor, you know, if, he can't get me something that I can afford, then I can't take this because I can't afford to eat. And she lived in Pennsylvania, and she told me that she would go to a food pantry, and she also went to this other place, you know, to get linens and, you know, stuff for the house. But basically, you know, she died as a result of neglect, I believe, on the government's part, because nobody helped her to afford this medication. And
you mean,
let me
understand this. She got multiple strokes, went to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors kept giving her different medicines. She couldn't afford it. And these doctors, son of a bitches, didn't look to other means to help this person.
Right. I have similar situations.
Wow.
They
ought to be friggin' prosecuted.
Pretty much, no. They gave up on her because she said she couldn't afford this and couldn't afford that.
Well, they were
going
to give me something I was allergic to, and that anaphylactic allergic, meaning serious, like kill me allergic to, right? So
mm-hmm.
I said, are you crazy? I'm not taking it. But you have to. Your doctor ordered it. I said, I don't give an F and damn is what I said.
Stick it up your ass.
No, I
what
basically,
I would have told.
Well, that's what I said. I said, I'm not taking this blankety-blank S-H-I-T because you'll have to follow it by giving me a needle and epinephrine for me to draw up every single time I take it. And they didn't like that. So I said, stop right there. Get prior authorization from my doctor, and he'll list the reasons why I can't take the other one, but I can take this one. He said, okay, I'll be back.
I
won't
take any of that crap.
Wait. Then I hear on the pharmacy's overhead system, you know, they call my name. I said, oh, shoot. I didn't say that, but I said something else. So I go there. I said, what's the matter? They only could approve half the prescription. I said, that's BS. Tell them I need it, otherwise I won't be able to eat. And I also need the, what do you call it, the other one, that's the water pill, because then I won't be able to, I'll have all swelling all over my body. That's not good. The two of them need to be ordered in
the
proper
amount.
Well,
how come you took the water pill and you still have the swelling?
I still do, yeah, all over my body.
Wow.
Yep.
And this is going to sound ridiculous, Suzanne, but sometimes I think to myself, the government should be ashamed of themselves for having disabled people
living
in the state where they don't take care of them. Because there are people that live in places like Florida, especially in Pennsylvania, and all the doctors that are, you know, available have their private practices, and they don't take Medicaid. So basically, you live in a town, and you go town and town and town over, and then you'll find one doctor that will take you, and then if they're
and then they
low,
don't take you anymore after a while.
Yeah, too many patients, you can't be seen. And, you know, I mean, it wouldn't matter in a place like New York if the schedule is full. You could travel, you could this, you could that. But
even then,
doesn't.
If I cancel the appointment for something, like say I was taken to the hospital, then you have to wait another few months to see the doctor. And now that's what I'm waiting for, my eyes, and my eyes are getting blurrier and blurrier and blurrier. Then I said to my aide, this has a picture of an eye, and I don't know why. You know, can you read this to me? She said, these three prescriptions said they may cause blurry vision. And I said, oh, on top of my you know, vision, these three prescriptions may cause me to have more horrible vision loss. Okay, great. That's beautiful. That's what I said.
That's why. And then they have chronically. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
That's one of the reasons why my sight is not so good. You're giving me something on top of an inherent condition. That's crazy. You know?
I'm sorry, Susan.
They don't
I'm
care
sorry.
What they give you.
They don't care, no.
And then another thing that, you know, upsets me is that they charge people who are disabled, who can't use a regular ambulette, you know, or accessoride because they're so severely disabled, that they have to be transported by ambulance, a copayment, and these people are all wiped out of all their money because they have so many appointments. And by the time they go to all the doctors,
they took my ambulance away. They took it away.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Suzanne. Yeah. I mean, they have some nerve.
Well, you should be glad. Now you don't have to go to the damn hospital. What are you complaining about?
Yeah, but
no, whatever I do now, I find one doc and I stick with that one doctor in that specialty. I don't care if that one doctor doesn't do the upper esophagus. I don't care. They're going to learn. That's all.
Yeah,
it
but
is.
Then you
yeah.
have to pay for it on your own. Are there ambulances, Suzanne, that you know will give you a cheaper price? For
no.
You know, transportation or no, they're all flat rate.
No, they're like $500 each way.
$500.
Going from Long Island to Manhattan, $500, yes. And that's just a quick tip.
What do they think? They're giving you a limo?
Wait a minute, excuse me. Isn't it true if you call 911, they got to send, if you're ill, they got
to
send an ambulance?
Yes,
but you
got
to go to the nearest hospital.
So, then what's the big deal?
Yeah. But you
gotta go to the nearest hospital, Frank.
When you call 911, you have to be like in an immediate state of, you know, near death.
Duress.
You can't use it for an
appointment. Only the sorry.
Well, that's why they took the ambulance away, because they know you can call 911. Same thing with the with the nursing home.
No,
you can't manage
no,
at
no,
home.
Right.
They put you in a damn nursing home.
Frank,
that's not it.
You cannot use 911 for a chronic purpose like
that's
that.
Right.
You have to use a private ambulance.
The only way you could use it is if you are unable to, you know, your whole situation, you can't move whatsoever. Well, because I could move my arms a little and I could move my legs a little, because I have quadriplegic.
They have to determine at the scene if you're going to go, if you want to go to a hospital. They have to ask you.
Frank,
when you call
it's
based on what your doctor wrote. Frank, regardless of what your doctor writes, I'm not trying to sound like a rectal cavity, but you can only use 911 when you need to reach out to a municipality because you don't have a regular ambulance that you use on a regular basis. They would see you as a burden to the system because of that, because they would say that you're abusing it, and I'm not going to, you know, I don't want to sound like a mentally ill person, but the police will come to your house and write a police report about misuse of the 911 system.
Well, I'm
and
not talking about misuse. I'm talking about somebody who needs an ambulance.
I understand, but
there's
that's
all kinds of abuse
going on.
That's considered.
They'll send you the ambulance, right?
Regular.
But the problem is, let me explain something. They have when you have chronic use ambulances because the person has a certain condition. That's what I was talking about. And he was talking about that. Then they have emergency use acute ambulances that are through the 911 system. That's what you're talking about.
You cannot use an acute ambulance for that reason.
Correct.
They would say that you're mentally ill and you don't understand that you can't use 911 for that purpose, and the police could write a report and have you put
in a safe
facility. In a safe facility, because they would say that you don't know what you're doing and you're so sick that you can't handle your life's issues.
Well, they'd have to prove that.
No,
you go to a psychiatrist. That's danger of that.
They write a report that you know that it's happening chronically, and if it happens enough and you keep doing it, they can take you to
I'm talking about on occasion, if you need an ambulance, you call 911, the cops come, and then they ask you, do you want us to call an ambulance?
You will be told by the dispatcher and by the paramedics, you know, you can't use 911 for this purpose. We cannot transport you.
We're not ambulance, that's what they tell you. They tell you
yeah,
we're not
they,
an amulet.
Yeah.
They told
they,
me that, too.
Yeah. They become... they become, you know, annoyed with you when you are, you know, considered to be abusing it, and they'll write.
Well, I'm not talking
about
abuse. I'm talking about regular.
But
regular stuff. If a person needs help,
they consider it like you're abusing it. Everybody,
right.
Frank, they state what they want on a police report.
You're talking
report.
About people who constantly do this.
It
I'm not talking about
it
that.
It doesn't. You are told. You know the guidelines. And
if I dialed 911 right now and told them I needed an ambulance, the police would come and the ambulance would come.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But they
That's
know based
about.
On your insurance. Your insurance knows your health issues, and they know that you require chronic transportation by an ambulance, and the private
they
ones
ask
are.
This too. This is what happened to me. I'll tell you. They ask, is this an acute condition, or is this something that's happened more acutely or a chronic condition? They compare the two, and they say, okay, you know you can't go to the regular hospitals for a chronic condition, they'll cite you on it. They'll say something to you about it. They'll ask you.
Yeah.
I would say I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
That's right. That's right.
I'll give you an example, Frank. One day I was, you know, I had chest pain, and I went to the hospital by, you know, the regular 911 ambulance. But when I got home, I needed a way to get home, and because, you know, I was having problems with, you know, needing 911, you know, they told the hospital, called the insurance, and the insurance said that because my health condition was stable enough, you know, when I got home, like when they were ready to send me home, once they give you the oxygen, they didn't want me to go home by ambulance. They wanted my mom to come pick me up, and they wouldn't
give me an
ambulance.
Oh, yeah, they're not
going to
take you home.
No. Unless you came without oxygen, and they gave you oxygen, and now you have to go home the same way. There's
I
no
did
oxygen
have oxygen,
there.
And I went home the same night. And
okay.
I didn't feel 100% well. And,
right.
you know, I was able to stand and you know, walk a little bit, but I was still very weak and out
right.
of it and things like that. And they
you don't use
take
oxygen
me home.
On a regular basis, do you?
No, I only
okay.
I only had a stressful day, and I got chest pain because I was upset. You know,
right.
I got aggravated, and they
well, I don't blame you.
They sent me home, Frank. Yes, they sent me home, Suzanne. In a car service that I didn't even have money to pay for, and my mom didn't either, and she wasn't even with me, and I told the driver I don't have fam money to get home, and they didn't even tell them that, the driver said, okay, well then don't worry about it, I'll take you home just in the future, you know, if you have it next time, if I take you, then you have to pay me, but they wouldn't
right.
take me home themselves, and they didn't care. What happened?
Because well, you're lucky. You had a nice guy.
Private,
yeah. Because with these private, you know, insurances that are, you know, contracted with the state to run Medicaid now, they do what they want. And
right.
you could say, you know,
was
it's
it
all
an
money.
Uber or I'm sorry, was it an Uber or like one of those, like the Lyft, one
no,
of those?
No, it was just a private. You know, like neighborhood taxi that you car
right.
service
excuse
that you
me.
See.
Excuse
around.
Me, Anthony. Do we have any other callers?
Let me look. No.
All right.
And
yeah.
And
so I want to go on with
look.
The show. Anything else, Anthony?
No, thank you, Frank.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank
Take
you.
Care.
All right. In a sight, open mic.
Have a good night.
And let's see. Tomorrow night is our nursing home program.
Yep, yep.
Don't want to miss that, you know, with
That's
the
a little question.
with the definite solution.
Yeah.
Now, we are the only show that I know of that has a specific, definite solution.
We do.
To the nursing home so that people will not have to go there. We'll go over it again tomorrow night. All right?
Yeah.
And if we can reach this person who's helping their friend or whoever it is to stay out of the nursing home, we would like very much to honor...
I'll try more.
To honor that person. So we'll see what happens with that. Tomorrow night. Thursday night. What do we have? What's the title for Thursday? We have a title for Thursday?
Hold on. I think we do.
We had a title.
Yeah, we do. I just have to get to it.
Oh, why don't the agencies that help the black help the disabled or something like that?
That's right. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Help the disabled black.
That's That's for Thursday night. Friday's the funnies. Now, let's see. Television. Tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, all on rerun.
Yep.
1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And Thursday, 7:30, Channel 20 on the Long Island Altice. They call it. All right. That's the television schedule, and it's all on rerun.
Yeah. I wish we could get back.
All right. I want to wish my camera director belated. Yesterday was his birthday. Happy birthday to Richie.
Oh, it was. It was Richie's birthday. Happy birthday, Richie.
Happy birthday.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish he was on the show.
And my girlfriend's dad.
Oh.
Ken, a belated happy birthday.
Oh, good.
So let's see. Who else can I remember? Well, I don't know. I'm not much for birthdays, but...
I am. You know
anyway.
Why? I say every year, you know, I want to make sure that I, you know, thank and have gratitude for another year that I'm alive. So that's why I have birthdays.
All right.
You know? Yeah. Little birthdays. I don't
April 13th is my birthday, so don't.
No, I know. I never forget that. Why not?
All right, Inner Sight.
Happy
open mic 213-816-1650. You want to sound off about anything?
Yeah.
In talking about all this stuff, you know, the bottom line is that the money is available for all these things. See, this is the big fight that you have when you become disabled. You know, the money is there to help you. The money is there to keep you in your own home. The money is there for transportation. We just heard that Anthony didn't have money to pay the car. The money's there for that.
Right.
You know? It's there. The transportation is there.
Right.
You know, there's accessorized. They should have come and picked him up and taken him home.
Right.
The money's there for that. They have
money. The
money's
there for all of them. I know.
They have money because of people like us.
That's right.
You know? There should be no question. There should be no issue.
Right. That's correct.
So this is what we're up against. This is why we are persecuted. And I'm going to start using that word more.
We are
persecuted by the government.
Yeah.
Because we're disabled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you examine it and you think about it, that's what this is. It's persecution.
It is.
And that's what we have to deal with. So, any of these politicians who maybe follow us on the Twitter, what the hell does that mean anyway?
What it means is that when they come to our page and they're interested in the topics that we're looking at or saying things on our show, so they want to listen to us more. That's what it means.
Well, what good is that if they don't do anything about the situation?
Maybe they want to, and they think that it's...
All right, I got a message for all you jackass politicians. Don't follow us if you're not going to do anything. We don't need you.
Yeah.
Stay away from us. All right? We don't need people following us who are not going to respond and help. Because what is it? Are you happy that people suffer who are disabled? Is that what it is? Is that what you like to see?
I don't think it's that. I think it's something positive.
I do. Why are they following us if they don't do anything?
They're following to see maybe they get somebody to help us. I don't know. No, they're not.
They haven't done a damn thing to help us. Come on, what are you talking about?
Some of them just connected.
What are you talking about? I stood
recently
in front of my congressman. He took pictures of me from the frickin' newspaper. He hasn't done shit. What has he done?
Nothing.
Don't follow us unless you're going to help.
Maybe they are. I don't know.
We don't need you to follow. You're going to help is another story.
I know it was Schumer, Senator Schumer, and Bernie Sanders, and the Democratic committee, the whole Democratic committee is following us. So.
Yeah. Unless you're going to do something, stay away from our page. We don't need you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we talk about. You know what we need. You know,
just
you want
to
help us
more.
Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. Pass a law to protect a blind person, denied a guide dog. Give us enforcement on the American Disability Act.
And that's it.
All those different goals that we have, every one of them does not take money to bring about.
Not one. Nothing.
So why are you following us?
I don't know.
You know?
That's what's perplexing me.
Makes me think they have another motive.
Agenda.
Makes me think they want to. They like it when disabled people suffer. That's what I'm beginning to think. Otherwise, why the hell would they follow us? They're not doing anything to help.
They're listening to our programs, and they want to know what we're doing, and that's why I think.
Well, I just told them.
They follow us. Yeah, that's it.
I just told them what we're doing.
Yeah.
They're going to help, or they're just going to stare at our page. We don't need people to follow us.
No, they're listening to us. They're listening to us. I know that. What did the guy say to you when he was Senator Levy had one staff member each time listen to us on our TV show? Yeah, that's
yeah,
so
yeah, they
crazy,
didn't do
man.
Anything either.
I know. Yeah.
They didn't
so
do a damn thing about what we were talking about either.
Yeah, I know. But I think that's what it is. They just want to know where we're going, what's good, what we think is good, what we think is bad. You know, they
I called him. I called him at that time when he was exec, spoke to one of his people. I said, why do you allow people who live in Suffolk County, pay taxes in Suffolk County, to be denied guide dogs by unlicensed schools?
What did he say?
Nothing.
Well, he didn't
know
what
to
say.
He didn't know
That's
what
it.
To say.
He was
but now he knew it. What makes it worse is now he knew it, and
didn't know what
even worse
it.
Than what he didn't say, he didn't do a damn thing about it.
Yeah, I know. He knew what to do about it, but he probably was receiving some sort of benefit from the school, you know?
Who the hell knows? Mm-hmm. Anyway, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night on our nursing home program. Thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And anybody out there who's disabled and need help, 631-224-3090. We'd be happy to do what we can.
What's tomorrow's name, the show? I don't have it here. I don't
what?
Know why.
Nothing
what's tomorrow's name? No, not tomorrow. I'm sorry. Thursday. I didn't mean it that way.
Oh, I don't know. I'll give it to you
but
later.
Tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Inner Sight. Thank you for listening.
All right,
be with you tomorrow
everybody.
Night.
Yeah,
live.
Definitely.
right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Thank
inner
you.
Sight means inner sight means freedom, advocate for the disabled. Goodbye, world. We thank you. Inner sight. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.